Next application is conditional use number 1777. It's the application of BB Medical Center Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a medical center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on parcels containing 23.47 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 26, 1/4 mile west of Route 17.
Black and white stripes.
Did y'all hear me? Yeah, I know. The application of BB Medical Center was heard through public hearing on January 24th of 2008. I did just pass down a copy of the site plan submitted by the applicants to the council members. You heard comments from the Department of Transportation, the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. There was also copies on the record for the preliminary land use service meeting of September 26th of 2007. There were representatives on behalf of the BB Medical Center Incorporated who gave testimony. David Ryan, an immediate neighbor, was present in support of the application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration and to leave the record open for a copy of the applicant's response to the plus comments and for a copy of the plus response to the applicant's response. I have not yet received either of those two plus responses. Yeah. That's all I have, gentlemen. I've received no additional correspondence.
Good evening.
Good evening again, and it's been quite a long evening, so I appreciate your interest and support. I know you have more work to do after we leave. As I stated earlier, my name is Donna Streletsky, and I'm the Vice President of Operations for BB Medical Center. Also with me this evening is Mr. Greg Tylecki, and he is our construction manager at BB Medical Center. Our civil engineer, unfortunately, is from Northern Delaware and could not join us tonight because of the icy road conditions. So we will do our best to answer any of the more technical questions, but please understand that I didn't want the gentleman to risk his safety by driving down here this evening. Very quickly, the proposal for conditional use is so that BB Medical Center can build what we're presently calling the South Coastal Health Campus. It will be a flagship outpatient center that will be large enough to serve the growing healthcare needs of the southern portion of our service area, which is eastern Sussex County. Its plan is to consolidate our existing services. We already have an emergency, summer-only emergency department in the area. We have year-round blood draw lab services. We have year-round plain film x-ray and mammography services, and we have year-round physical therapy services. What we want to do is to consolidate them into one convenient location with easy parking and expand those services. We also want to design a facility and a site plan that allows for future growth. You know, while this project, you know, is something to serve the community for the next several years, we also purchased the property with the mindset of we have a commitment to this community for long term, so we don't have future plans, but we bought enough property to allow us to have that growth expansion capability. Because God knows, you know, I moved to downstate Delaware 20 years ago, and it's certainly a different place, and so we can't even anticipate 20 years from now what the healthcare needs of this community are going to be. We also plan to design a green facility where we'd hope to have it certified as being environmentally friendly facility and efficient. So those are just some of the objectives of the project. The facility overview, as you can see here, the plan is to create and design and build a two-story facility with infrastructure to support adding a third floor in the future. The first floor is approximately 35,000 square feet, and we would construct and fit out the entire first floor with the services that I will mention shortly. We also plan to construct and shell in the second floor of approximately 22,000 square feet. The use for the second floor is yet to be determined, but as BB Medical Center has learned, once we build something, it's like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. So we wanted to make sure we had shell space capacity to allow us to quickly expand for services that yet unidentified. And then we would have the ability to construct a third floor in the future as needed. The services that we plan on providing here at the South Coastal Health Campus, again, would be a summer-only emergency department. We are only one of two freestanding emergency departments in the state of Delaware, and ours is the only one that is approved for a limited period of time. The state certifies us to run an emergency department only for the summer from the Saturday preceding Memorial Day until 7 a.m. the Tuesday after Labor Day. It's done because there's recognition that we have a significant influx of tourists and part-time residents who maybe need access to care and difficulty traversing the highways on busy weekends or on rainy weekends when everybody's going to the outlets. So that is approved for summer only. Our plan would be to continue a summer only emergency department, but it would be expanded from 6 beds to 10 beds. And we presently offer, and we would continue as long as the community supports it, in the off season, we're also running a walk-in primary care center. There's not need for emergency services year-round. 98% of what we see down there in the summer is technically walk-in primary care. Only 2% is what is certified as real emergency visits. But for the year-round population, we do also do walk-in care on fall, winter, and spring. What else will we be doing? We'll also be doing our BB Lab Express site, where we do blood draw, specimen collection, and EKGs. BB imaging, we presently do X-ray and mammal. We will be adding a CAT scan capabilities, magnetic resonance imaging, and ultrasound capabilities. BB physical rehabilitation, we currently offer physical rehab. We'll be adding occupational therapy. We'll be adding speech therapy, and we'll be adding aqua therapy. And those would then be the four clinical outpatient services that we would plan to provide there at the facility. And so that's really just an overview of our project, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions? No, apparently not.
Oh, we're good to go.
And to answer Mr. Lank's question, we're working with DENREC and Tidewater and various options to get as detailed a response to the PLUS report as we possibly can. So as soon as we're done.
On a true emergency, you're not a trauma center. You're just going to be stabilized and shipping up to Maine House.
Absolutely. Primarily because of a great relationship we have with our county EMS. Really, all of that is coordinated in advance. If you come via ambulance, almost every single one of the patients via ambulance are already shipped to the Maine center, just simply because, as you well know, having the backup services of a full-service hospital is much better in an emergency situation than a standalone emergency center. Any questions?
I don't think so. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who would like to speak in favor of this matter?
I don't know. It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Come on down.
Oh.
Come on up.
My name is Mark Theriault. I live at 34538 Atlantic Avenue. I had to write that down. It's a new 911 number. I have a couple issues. I'm the adjoining neighbor to the west, approximately, I think, 1,100-foot boundary line. You have your plan in front of you. If you notice where the helicopter pad is sitting.
Did you also, Mr. Lank, I think it has to be a conditional use to be able to put the helicopter. It would not.
It would have to be a separate public hearing for
separate
that.
Separate public hearing.
Board of Adjustment has to approve that.
Okay, so that nothing has.
It won't be part of what's done tonight.
Okay, so there's no sense. I don't even go there on that.
Well, you can. We'll listen to you. Okay. But, I mean, we don't. All right. It's not a big issue because it's not. You have to have another.
So who would I go to address this issue?
Sussex County Board of Adjustment, if BB files an application to have permission to have a pad.
Okay, right now, there's a, on that plan, they have it written in, they have a helicopter pad there.
But we can't.
But there's no permit, actual permit for it now?
It won't be part of what this group does.
Okay.
In the Board of Adjustment.
Okay, so that would be a different hearing.
Monday night.
And it would be advertised, and neighbors would be sent notices.
Okay, how about as far as the entrance goes? Who do I discuss that matter with? I'm a little concerned of the bunching of the entrances. They pretty much put the entrance right on my property line, close to it. And we have three driveways right in that facility right now. Basically, where their driveway is located, when they put in their slowdown lane or turn lane, it's going to be in front of my house. And I have plans of putting.
Is that that easement that is? I was looking.
There's the state, I believe, is taking like 47 feet of the front, my front yard, or 37 feet.
Essentially, DelDOT would approve the entrance.
Okay.
So if you have comments about the entrance, go ahead.
That would be the one to go to.
You can tell us what your thoughts are about any aspect of this matter.
Okay, well, I'm just a little concerned. It's a little close. If they move the entrance center of their road frontage, it would relieve some of the congestion from these other driveways and split it in the middle of the road.
And where do you live? Is it right here, sir? Is that where you?
This or
you? Right here. I'm just letting them all this frontage right here.
You're this strip right here. And you're concerned about this right here?
They're
down.
There. Mine's over here.
Right there, they put the turn lane down. They're basically in front of me.
Yeah.
This is my mother, Dorothy. Do you have any questions?
Yep.
Mr. Mark, your first name, Mark?
Yes.
Sometimes it's, we need to get the spelling of your last name.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, they've got it.
Got it? Okay.
We had it on the property owner list. We had.
But you might not want to ask so many questions. You may want to make some statements. You either like something or you don't like something, because the question doesn't like to really lead you anywhere.
Right.
Well, he doesn't say much. But.
Okay. Well, none of these pertain to this meeting anyway. So.
You don't like the helicopter pad.
No, I do not. I do. I thought if it was over the if they moved it to the other side of their medical center, the helicopter would be landing over the state land and instead of my personal property. I'm afraid it's going to condemn the back of my property.
Okay.
And I'm currently AR1, and when this becomes commercial next door and with a helicopter, I'm not going to be, it's no longer be able to use that for to build houses. You know, it's going to be agricultural when they get done. You can't build on the, next to a helicopter pad.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you for your comments, you, sir.
Anyone else who would like to speak either in favor of or in opposition to this application?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm the whole pattern.
Marielle Somerville. I'm in a butter also. Hi, George. I'm on the other side. He's on one side of the property, and I'm on the other.
You're on the other side of the
on
driveway?
On the other side, yes.
Okay.
It's nice to have your son live near you, but I don't
Absolutely.
Know about a hospital. What, in
what's your address, ma'am?
Three.
Whistle on
Post Office.
34610
Atlantic
Avenue.
Thanks.
Get
to the mic.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
you. I'm concerned about traffic. It seems like you're putting the cart before the horse. I sit there and I watch traffic every day, and it's dangerous. The town put up, the traffic people put up a sign, and in a half an hour a truck had whacked it down in front of my house. And the same thing with the bicycling. And we'd like to say, I read everything, I went down to town, I read everything to do with this hospital, and I know we need a hospital, and I'm not trying to be against any hospital. We've been a good neighbor, we've let the surveyors come in on both sides of the property and use anything they want on our property to survey. But the thing that concerns me the most is there's no road. In the summer, it's a bottleneck. I sit there and the traffic is stopped. Because I have the widest driveway on 26 at my end, everybody turns around and goes the other way. How's an ambulance supposed to get through? Or an emergency vehicle? Or somebody's sick? When somebody goes by with a bicycle, I have my hat in my hand. And the other thing is, there's several issues. How do we have a sediment pond? I wasn't going to ask about a sediment pond until they talked about it. The first blueprint we had showed a sediment pond. The second one didn't show one. I'm wondering if they need a sediment pond. And the other thing is, I hope the road isn't right against our other piece of property. We have two pieces of property. It's what we have. It's all we own. The town is taking 35 feet of mine because the road is swinging right in front of my road. It's coming right up to my store. Between the road and taking that land, it's the kiss of death for my store. Now on the other side, the hospital is building. And in the back, 25 feet from 200 feet back from the back of our property, they're building they're going to get in a helicopter pad. I mean, just like they're going to get in a hospital sooner or later. And that's the kiss of death for the last half of our property. So between both sides of property, that's it. So I just would like, I think we need to have our property zone commercial or zone something different, not residential, because we can't build houses anymore in it.
Well, ma'am, they're only asking for a conditional use, which means that they're asking permission to do something different in the AR district. They're not actually getting a zone change. They're getting a conditional use.
They're building a large building, and they have a phase.
I'm not going to argue that, but I agree with you 100%.
If you go on 24 and you look at what they have, it's huge. I know I'm not going to stop this hospital. I'm not complaining. But we haven't even had any money appropriated. The state isn't even backing the road to put the hospital in. There's no money appropriated.
You don't have to argue with us. We agree with you 100%.
I don't have any money.
Well,
I know they don't.
And we know they're cheap.
And before they start the road, they've got to go to 126 landowners and negotiate their land to buy it.
Ma'am, is it fair to say that you would like to have the hospital, but you're concerned about some impacts on your property?
On the impact on the road,
but we can't control
the
road.
The impact on my property. I'm concerned mostly about the helicopter pad and how the ambulances are going to get in. Accidents on my property because it's such a bottleneck.
Okay.
There's so many accidents there now, and now we're putting a hospital there with more.
Now, the helicopter pad is not, if this body gives approval, it will not include the helicopter pad.
I hope not.
That is, would have to be a hearing before the Board of Adjustment, a separate matter.
But, I think if the hospital is going to come in, somebody ought to start pushing the state to get the road in to make it safe for the hospital to come in. That's my issue.
It's grid. It's
gridlock right now, folks.
You can't.
On a weekend, it's gridlock going both directions. And I think it's one of a very poor location because I don't know how they're going to get in there. It's
terrible.
It's not going to get any better because we got 4,000 homes in Millville and everything else being piled on there. And I just don't see it. But
George, in the summer, our traffic is completely stopped in front of that house.
I don't go that far.
Who ever thought of putting a hospital there?
I wouldn't drive that far.
No one goes that way.
I wouldn't venture out there.
If this body had...
I never get home.
I live there. I see it. I see the accidents. I see it. I can't even understand. They're putting the horse before the cart. That's all I've got to say.
Is your senator Bunning? Who's your senator down there?
I love Bunning, but he's sick, and I don't want to bother him. He knows what's going on.
He needs a hospital.
I talk to George all the time. He's sick. I didn't want to bother him.
I understand.
And but he's not going to stop this.
He's a purse strings, you understand, the state did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we wish we could figure out how to control how much money the state spends on infrastructure.
And how can you put a hospital in a place where there's no road, where there's no sewage? There's no road, there's no sewage. We don't even know about drainage, sediment pond.
Your comments are on the record. We're going to receive everybody's comments before and wait until a later date before a decision's made.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Jim, just for information purpose, I double-checked my ordinance. The
what? I'm
conditional
sorry.
Use is required for a heliport.
Okay.
Conditional use is required
So a separate condition.
Separate conditional use for a helipad or heliport, unless it had been pointed out on the application.
So what he's saying is that if, in order to have a helipad, there will have to be an application made by BB for a separate conditional use.
Okay. That won't slip in just because it's on the print.
Right.
No, it will not.
They've not made an application either.
Thank you very much. Is how can we...
Sir, if you... Could you come back?
I'm going back up. We're in that legal thing.
There'll be a sign put out in front of the property.
There'll be a notice, so we need to check the notices in front of the property on a regular basis.
But Lawrence, would they, by policy, they would get it?
You get a notice 30 days in advance.
Didn't you get a letter on
that? We got a letter for this last meeting, right. But the meeting back in, was it September or October?
We were direct abutters. We were never notified that there was a meeting in October.
They came together.
I'm sorry, what?
Mailed together. They're not mailed separately. They're mailed in one packet.
Right.
You got one, you got the other one.
The same notice tells you both hearing dates.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
We will get a letter because we didn't get one for the first.
If they apply for a helipad.
Oh, we will get it.
You'll get a notice.
Right.
And it will have a date for the commission hearing and a date for this hearing.
Okay. Because we're next door neighbors, they're required to give us a notice.
Could I encourage you maybe to go to them and talk to them about it? Because I got a feeling before they apply, they should really consider trying to
work with you.
I'm not,
and they might tell you when they're going to apply and save you a lot of anxiety,
wear and tear.
You know, I welcome them coming. I have no problems with it. I think it's great. I'm scared about this helicopter.
Residual land or just the land you live on?
Excuse me.
Do you have residual land?
What does that mean?
No, we live on it.
You live on an acre, but do you have 5 acres behind?
I have 8.5 acres.
8.5 acres. You ever think about selling it to them?
No.
No.
They asked. They wanted.
I don't think they can afford what we want at this point.
We like living where we are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? Lois, you've been sitting there all night. I'm sure you got something to tell us.
Well, I hadn't planned on saying anything because I know we need a hospital.
This is Lois Dalby, and your address is?
I am at 31780 Homestead Acres Way, Clarksville, Delaware, right down the street from the Theralts. And I know we need a hospital. I was up here before when 84 Lumber came.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Just have now left. Didn't want to stay. That's not working out like they said it was. Trucks parked out on the street. So now I have the Good Earth store, which is fine. They're good neighbors. Now I have the hospital coming up behind me. My husband spoke with some of the people who were in the survey work. And we're told that they were going to use the Hammond's entranceway, and there would be a lot of buffer zone in back of us. This is a building, yes. If they build it, we hope they don't have to come. I think with the highway the way it is, it would be difficult for any of you to make a decision that this is the place that this building needs to be. I'm all for the hospital, but I see lots of land in different places that could get people off of 26. They could use the back roads, and certainly they've got an issue with the drainage. Good Earth Store has two little places on 9.5 acres that they could put the buildings that they want to put. We put a pond in. We had a very small area where we could do that. We know what the soil is like. They bought the property next to the Theralts. Couldn't perk like they thought it did. That's why they went ahead and bought the Hammond property, spent another $1.5 million to get more land. Evidently, there's some problems there because now DelDOT won't let them use the entranceway through the Hammond, so they've got to go back here, which is a more congested area. So you've got Hawkers, you've got the funeral home, you've got 84 Lumber, you've got the Good Earth Store. Now you want a hospital. How many cars are going to be coming in there? And they tell me that they have this nice building, which is very nice, and they have two floors. I also know way down here that is not just a small medical center to help things. There is a hospital back of their heads. Come in there. You got a lot of properties, you got a lot of cars, and I think the hospital is great. but I think there are other places that this could be put.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to be recognized who hasn't had an opportunity yet? Let the record show that we've exhausted those who would like to speak. Was the record left open on this one? That planning?
Yes.
Okay.
They were all the same night when we had that.
Okay.
It was hold out for the plus.
Same motion then.
Devin?
Make a motion. We defer on. We're leaving the record open?
And defer.
Leaving the record open?
For what?
Yes.
Does there need to leave the record open?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
Make a motion. We leave the record open on conditional use 1777, waiting for commission's decision, recommendation.
Second. They moved to second that we defer our action and leave the record open on CU 1777. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Lawrence.
They voted to leave the record open and to defer making a final decision until such time as the planning and zoning has given us a recommendation.
What do you want, Dave?
Then it will be put back on the agenda for a future meeting of council and decided in open public session.
Executive session?
Yes.
Make a motion. We recess into executive session for personnel reasons.
The move second that we recessed to executive session for personnel reasons. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Bodie?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yeah. Motion passed.
Next thing I know, we're going.